Lesson 1. Friends for Life. The concept that trained dogs could act as eyes for those who could not see developed at the beginning of the 20th century in Germany in an unusual school. The pupils were not humans, but dogs who were taught how to lead people who were blind. The idea caught on quickly, and guide dogs, or seeing-eye dogs as they are also known, began to be trained in many countries. They are now a familiar sight. These patient and loyal animals lead their blind companions everywhere they go, permitting them to make their way in the world almost as well as sighted persons. Not every breed of dog makes a good guide. Seeing-eye dogs must be alert at all times, so dogs that are easily distracted are not suitable. Labrador retrievers, German shepherds, and boxers make excellent guides because they are smart, easy to train, and usually get along well with people. During its training, the dog is taken to many kinds of busy places. This is to get it accustomed to anything that might happen. A dog is trained in large stores, noisy airports, and crowded restaurants. It rides on buses and in taxis. It is pushed and poked, and it learns to ignore anything that might cause its attention to wander. The seeing-eye dog is responsible for steering its owner carefully past any obstacles. On busy sidewalks, the dog must skillfully weave its way around other pedestrians to make sure its owner doesn't get jostled. A guide dog is trained to come to a stop just before it reaches a curb. This is the way it tells its owner to take a step up or down. But even though it learns to be obedient, a guide dog is also taught that sometimes it must disobey. For example, if its owner tells it to cross a street when a car is coming, it won't budge until it is safe to cross. While it is being trained, a guide dog is never punished for making a mistake. Instead, it is encouraged to do better by being rewarded when it behaves correctly. When the training is complete, a guide dog is assigned to its new owner. The two of them need to be compatible because they will be together for a long time. The size, weight, and nature of both are taken into account. A burly person might be more comfortable with a large dog, while a person who spends most of the day inside probably will not want to be matched with a frisky dog that needs plenty of exercise. From the beginning, a strong bond needs to form between the dog and the owner. The Seeing Eye headquarters in Morristown, New Jersey, was the first and is still the largest school for guide dogs in the United States. Every year, several hundred blind people spend a month there learning how to work with the dogs they have been matched with. Usually, a guide dog stays with its owner for about 10 years before it retires. Then, it often may go to live with friends of the owner and stay with them as an ordinary family pet for the rest of its life.